Finally, today, a New York City band fronted by three violin-wielding brothers from Mexico. The Villalobos brothers are still in their early 30s, but they've already accomplished a lot. A debut at Carnegie Hall, for one, and a recent tour in India. Now, as reporter Bruce Wallace found out, they're getting political.
Growing up in Mexico, the Villalobos brothers, Luis, Alberto, and Ernesto, would wake up with violins.
We used to have little rooms next to each other, so probably at 5 a.m. somebody would, you know, just pick a violin and start playing some scales.
That's Alberto.
That kind of constant, I would say, healthy competition made us, you know, wake up and pick up your instrument, and, you know, you have to practice, you have to be good, you have to...
And they definitely got good. Check this out. Although, actually, for a while they were more like... They started learning Western classical music in Mexico, and then studied it abroad. Alberto and Luis headed to Europe. Ernesto went to New York City. But Alberto says they missed the songs their grandmother used to sing when they were kids living in the lush coastal Mexican state of Veracruz.
I remember being in Brussels and listening to a couple of folk CDs from Mexico and getting really nostalgic and really touched by the sound, and in a way getting a little conflicted about the fact that I was studying all these Western great composers, but at the same time, I was missing that part.
So in 2005, the brothers formed their own group, mixing that Western classical with sounds from back home.
¿Quién soy yo para cantarte si tú ya tienes un coro? Si tú ya tienes un coro. ¿Quién soy yo para cantarte?
If you're from Veracruz, you might recognize the song. It's called San Lorenzo. And the style? Classic son huasteco, roots music from northeastern Mexico.
¿Quién soy yo para cantarte? Si tú ya tienes un coro. Si tú ya tienes un coro. ¿Quién soy yo para cantarte? ¿Quién soy yo para cantarte?
But as Ernesto Villalobos says, the band could only contemplate their roots for so long before looking at their present. They're Mexicans in the U.S.
It's uncomfortable to talk about immigrants. It makes us uncomfortable somehow. And this is what we're trying to change. You know, it's a concert and you're going to party with us and you're probably, hopefully, going to get drunk and dance. But also, let's acknowledge, you know, what's happening in our kitchens here in New York. Who's making your food? Who's cleaning your streets?
En mi casita blanca yo te espero.
The brothers take up the U.S. immigration debate on their new album. In the song Casita Blanca, or Little White House, a guy in Veracruz sings about his love, who's north of the border. Oh, the truth is so sad, the song's Spanish chorus says, that this land is so forbidden that the only way out is to become an illegal worker, that my people are soundly asleep, and our lives pass us by without ever waking up. They've had their own immigration struggles. Alberto and Luis tried for years to get permanent legal status in the U.S. The wait kept them from traveling to their grandmother's funeral back in Mexico. Eventually, Alberto got his green card, but Luis had no luck, until recently. They announced the news at a show in New York City.
We're celebrating tonight because after 5 years, the U.S. Department of State finally decided to give my brother a green card.
But the brothers are quick to point out that their immigration woes don't compare to what many other immigrants go through. Still, they hope their music can add to the debate. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York City.
The Villalobos brothers aren't the only musicians singing about immigration. We've pulled together a SoundCloud playlist with some other great voices. That's at PRI.org. We're also on Twitter at PRITheWorld. I'm at World Aaron. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I am Aaron Schachter. Marco Werman is back tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.